Does the left in the US and Europe want to simply expand the mixed economy or complete totalitarianism? What is the end game for these people?
Well, it depends.
I think most of them, people like Hillary Clinton and even Bernie Sanders, they want to expand the mixed economy. They are complete evaders. They're completely delusional. What they want is power, but they're not delusional enough to think they could be authoritarian, complete authoritarians and dictators. Part of their self-esteem is tied into the idea that they're pro-democracy and pro some element of freedom. So they would actually fight against totalitarians, I think, if a totalitarian arose. So they are people who, you know, don't have really an agenda much other than more power to themselves and still keep the illusion that they are pro, you know, what does Bernie Sanders call it? Social democracy. But democracy's in there to make clear that he's not a totalitarian. And I believe him. I don't think Bernie Sanders wants to be a dictator. But then there are others. There are others who are far more nihilistic. Far more. It's not that they want to be dictators. It's that they want to see the elements of the West destroyed. They want people to be knocked down. They want the West on its knees. They want America to feel impotent and weak. Obama certainly has elements of this. They want business leaders to grovel. And again, it's not that they want total control. It's what they want is destruction. They were the kids who didn't build towers with their blocks but knocked them down and got glee and satisfaction out of knocking down the towers. They're the real nihilists. And many of them have authoritarian motivations. Like Paul Krugman, he's an authoritarian. It's not necessarily that he wants to be the dictator, but he wants all of us to grovel before him, to look up to him, to admire the fact that he's got a Nobel Prize and he writes every week in the New York Times, and to say, oh, Paul Krugman, how smart you are and how wonderful you are. He that's where he gets the self-esteem from, the pseudo-self-esteem that he gets. It's from other people's adulation. And he wants to be able to control public opinion. He's an Ellsworth Toohey, if you've read The Fountainhead. So I don't think any of them think of themselves as totalitarians, with a few exceptions. And this goes to Leonard Peikoff's dim hypothesis. They've got nothing to integrate their totalitarianism around. What are you a totalitarian of? What do you believe in? They don't believe in anything. They're not socialists. They don't believe in the state owning the means of production. Even Bernie Sanders isn't a socialist. I hate to break it to many of you, I know. But many of you believe he's not. He's a statist. He's much more of a fascist than he is a socialist. He doesn't believe the state should own the means of production, which is the characteristics of socialism. He's a statist. He wants to control your ownership of the means of production instead of owning the means of production. It's more devious than a socialist. And they all have that. But they're not fascists in the traditional sense because they don't have a fascist ideology to integrate. They are mostly just nihilists or pragmatists. And as such, they're not totalitarians. They're just destroyers.